We speak about Bhāmaṇḍa today, Sunday to Canto, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. First we will sing Dasavatara Stotra by Śrīla Jayadeva Gosvāmī.
Praya payodhi jale druta bhānasi vedaṁ vita bahitra taritra makhedaṁ druta mīna sarīra jaya jagadīśa hare Sarita, 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 Sarita ଆବିର୍ଭାବତିଥି କି ଜୟ ପଦନଖ ନୀରଜ ନିତଧନ ପାବନ କେଶବ ଧୃତ ବାମନ ରୂପ ଜୟ ଜଗଦୀଶ ହରି ଶ୍ରୀ ବିକ୍ରମଣି ବଳି ମଧୁତ ବାମନ ପଦନଖ ନୀରଜ ନିତଧନ ପାବନ କେଶବ ଧୃତ ବାମନ ରୂପ ଜୟ ଜଗଦୀଶ ହରେ ଇଂଲିଶ ହେ କେଶବ ଓ କେଶବ ଅଜୁମିଂ ବାମନ ଫର୍ ଦ୍ୱାର ଫର୍ ହରି ଜଗଦୀଶ ହେ ଜଗଦୀଶ water coming out from the toenails, from your toenails, purifies whole universe. You assume Brahman form, dwarf form, but you manifest extraordinary, very wonderful valor. By asking for 3 steps of land from Bali Maharaj, you cheated him. And also, Bali Maharaj bound up you with love, the giving of charity. Hey, Hare, O Hari, let you be glorified. Jaya Bhamande! Such Bhamande. So this is the Abhribhav, appearance day of Bhamande, incarnation, Bhaman incarnation of Lord Hari. So we'll discuss something, tell something from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, about the appearance of Vamandev. Vamandev is the son of Kashyapa Muni and Aditi. Kashyapa Muni is father, Aditi is mother. In 8th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, his appearance, his activities have been described. Aditi wanted to get the Lord, Supreme Lord as her son. So, she absorbed a great bhav named Payobrata. For long 12 days, she absorbed this bhav. Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, was very much pleased with her and appeared before her with 400 forms. So Aditi paid obeisances to the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord was very much pleased with the worship of Aditi and told her that he would come as her son. Aditi's husband Kashyap Muni was also doing penance, severe penance. Thereby he also pleased the Supreme Lord. You understand? Then the Lord told Aditi, Upadhavapatim bhadre prajapatim akarma sang mancha bhavayati patyabegvam rupam avasthitam. Eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll first say in Oriya then English. The Lord told Aditi, you just meditate on me, think of me as if I am there in your husband, in the heart of your husband, Kasyapa Muni. You just meditate like that. Think of me like that. Your nispap is pure. You go and worship your husband. Then he disappears. Lord disappears. According to the direction of the Supreme Law, Aditi perceived her husband and engaged herself in his service. Kashyap Muni sat down in trance, samadhi, and saw that the Lord is manifested on him. Then he gave Samina to Aditi. Lord Brahma would understand this thing. So Lord Brahma came and offered prayers to the Lord. Then the prayer of Lord Brahma.
Jaya Rugaya Bhagavan Urukrama Namastuti Namo Brahmanya Devayo Trigunayo Namam Namah Namaste Prasnigarvayo Vedagarvayo Vedasi Trinabhayo Tripushthayo Sipivishthayo Vishnavi. Sri Brahma offered his prayers. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all are glorifying you. Your activities and pastimes are very, very uncommon, wonderful. You are the controller of the three modes of material nature. I offer my obeisances again and again unto you. You are pervaded throughout the universe as Super Soul Paramatma. And also you are in evil living entity's heart as Paramatma. The three worlds are there in the narrow lotus of your body. So, you are beyond the three worlds. Previously, you appear Numa Prushni, O Supreme Lord, only through Vedic knowledge you are to be known. I pay my obeisances again and again. Brahmaji offered his prayers like this, many prayers. Then Sri Sukha Vacha, idam virinchastu ta karma virjya pradurbhavu vamrutabhur adityam pishanga vasan alinayati khyana. After the prayer of Lord Brahma, that Supreme Lord came out from the womb of Aditi in 400 forms. Kansa, disk, cloth, and lotus. All there in his four hands. He had put on yellow garment, his eyes were looking just like the beautiful blossom lotus flower, petals of lotus flower. The next verse. Syama badata dasa rajakundalam tui sollasa sribadanam bujah umam srivasya bakhyam balayanga dallasat kirito kanchi guna charunupura. The bodily complexion of the Lord is pure blueish. His lotus-like face looked very beautiful. In his ears, nice earrings were there. In the chest, there is the crest of Srivastha. And many ornaments, like Balaya Angada, were decorated on his body. Then very nice helmet was there on his head, and then waist, nice girdle, meghala. Yes, mekhala. And also in the body or the chest there is sacred thread, jagyapivita, and on the feet, nupa, tingling, looking very nice. Next verse. Adhubrata brato vigustraya svaya virajita srivana malaya hari prajapatir besma tama sorochisa vinasayan kantha nivishta kaustuva. The Lord has put on a very nice flower garland, very beautiful, very nice scent, extraordinary scent was coming out from it. Many bees are hovering there, humming bees, to take some honey from the flowers. When the Supreme Lord appeared with the Kaustubha gem on his chest, the brilliance was so extraordinary, wonderful brilliance was coming out from his body. And all the darkness there in the house of Kashyap Muni were disappeared, all dazzled. Next verse. Disha prasedu salila svayastada praja prahushta rutabho gunannita. Dauranthariksham khidir agnijiva gabo dija sandhahustro dahrusur nagascha. That, when the Lord appeared, whole universe was very jubilant. The rivers, the lakes, the oceans, the tanks, ponds, all look very beautifully jubilant. The hearts of everybody was very much delightful. All seasons manifest their own beauty. In higher planetary systems, the residents of higher planetary systems and the residents of this earth planet all are very much jubilant. The demigods, the cows, the brahmanas, the mountains, all were excellently jubilant. Next verse. Sronayam sravanadvadasyam muhurtebhi muhurte abhijiti prabhu sarve nakhyatra tara dhyasto krustad janma dakhinam. अर्थात श्रावण मास द्वादश तिथि रे जेतेबले चंद्र श्रवण नक्षत्र को आसंती सेई शुभ मुहूर्त रे अभिजीत नाम को मुहूर्त रे भगवान धराधाम रे आविर्भूत हेथिले भगवान का आविर्भाव अत्यंत मंगलमय भावी समस्त ग्रह नक्षत्र सूर्य को ठारु आरंभ करी शनि पर्यंत बड़ बदान्य हे उठिले. इंग्लिश. The Lord appeared on this day, this tithi, this month Shravan, and tithi Dvadasi, after Ekadasi, Dvadasi. You understand? This is very auspicious moment. You understand? The Lord appeared at midday, Madhyana, midday. A species moment. All the planets, beginning from the Sun to Saturn, Sunny, became very munificent by the appearance of the Lord. Next verse. Sukhdev Goswami says to Parikrit Maharaj, O King, on this Dvadasi tithi, the Lord appeared at midday. You understand? When sun is on head. All learned scholars, pandits, they know it. And this tithi, Dvadasi tithi, is known as Vijaya Dvadasi. Next verse. That time, different, many varieties of, what do you say, instruments, musical instruments, were played. Kansav, Mrudanga, Dandubhi, Panava, Anaka, you understand, drums, many varieties of this. Sounds came out simultaneously, and whole world was
surrounded by all these sounds of the musical instruments. Next verse. In the evil planets, the apsaras, the dancing girls of evil planets, they began dancing. The Gandharvas began singing, musicians of the evil planet, Gandharvas. The Munis, Rishis, demigods, Manus, Pitas, fire gods, all offered their prayers to the Supreme Lord. Next verse. You learn Oriya.
I'm learning.
Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Kimpurusas, Kinnaras, Charanas, Jakshas, Rakshasas, Suparnas, and the snakes, very famous snakes, and demigods, followers of demigods, all offer their prayers to the Lord. And also they danced in jubilation and showered flowers in the house of Kashyap Muni and Aditi, the whole house was filled with flowers. Next verse. At that time, Aditi saw that Supreme Lord, by His Yogamaya Shakti, had appeared there, transcendental body, from her home. At that time, she simultaneously was very delightful and amazed. Rāpti Kaśyapa also, seeing the child, was very much delightful and amazed. And then he glorified the Supreme Lord. Next verse. The Lord appeared in His original form, decorated with all transcendental ornaments and weapons also. Although His form is not visible in this material world, still, He appeared here in His original form, that is, His cosmic mercy. Then, as an actor, stage actor, He just changed His form before His parents and became a dwarf, Brahman. Batuk Brahman, Brahmachari Brahman, Brahmachari Rupa. You understand?
Yes.
Next verse. When all the great sages, maharshis, saw that the Lord assumed Batuk Brahman Rupa form, they were very much delighted. Then they began to perform the purificatory ceremony, birth ceremony, jat sanskar, Vedic purificatory ceremony. You understand? Next, Oriya. After this sanskar, Purnayana sanskar, you understand sanskar? Purificatory
yes,
ceremony.
Yes.
Sanskrit word. Then Suryadev, the sun god, gave him Savitri Mantra Upadesh. You understand?
Brihaspati gave him sacred thread, Yajna Sutra. Kashyapa Muni gave him Meghala. You understand? Belt. Prithivi Devi, the earth, gave him the deer skin, Krishna Jina. Brihaspati gave him danda. You understand? And Aditi, mother Aditi, gave him Kaupin. And the heaven gave him umbrella. You understand? Then Brahma gave him Kamandalu, waterpot. Saptarshis, great seven rishis, gave him Kusha, Kusha grass. And Saraswati Devi gave him Akshamala, a garland. Kuber gave him begging bow, Vikhya Patra, Brahmachari will beg. You understand? And Bhavani, Goddess Durga, gave him first Bhikkha. You understand? Next story. That time, Bali Maharaj, the king of the demons, was performing a heart sacrifice of Swamit Yajna. You understand? So you take much time. Very opulent sacrifice. You understand? Demigods were very much frightened because Bali will occupy the seat of heavenly kingdom, king of the heavenly kingdom, Indra, seat of Indra. So Vamandeva had appeared for that purpose. Then Vamandeva, in every state, such a state, but very powerful state. Started to go to the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Narmada Nadi, river Narmada, have you seen?
It's close.
Yes, South India. You understand? And the northern side of Narmada Nadi, Narmada Neva, Bali Maharaj was performing his sacrifice. And the Brahmanas coming in, Bhrugu dynasty, were doing that sacrifice. Vamandeva was looking very brilliant, like hundreds of suns, brilliance of the hundreds of suns coming out from his body. Next area. At that time, Vamandeva was looking so brilliant. As I say, hundreds of suns, radiance of hundreds of suns coming out from his body. So all the people assembled there, the Ritvikis, the Brahmanas, and King Bali, they
They were very much astonished. And they were talking among themselves. And all the brahmanas saw the wonderful form of the Lord. And they all stood up from their seats and offered their worship, obeisances. And then Arya. Gauri Maharaj saw the wonderful form of Vamandev, then gave him nice seat to sit. Then and gave a very nice welcome address. Then Bali Maharaj washed the lotus feet of the Lord, then offered worship. After that, he poured some of the water, foot washing water, on his head. You understand? Because that water destroys all sinful reactions, various species. Pure water. So put that water on the head. Then English. Uriya. Then Maliras asked the Lord, "Is your coming how nice, how happy, pleasurable coming, no difficulty in your coming? I pay my obeisances to you. Please tell us what service can I render to you. We think you are as if the tapasya, you know tapasya, some embodiment of penance. As you have arrived here in my home, this home is now purified. My old dynasty is purified. And this sacrificial performance also purified. I think you need something. You have come to beg something from me. All right, whatever you want, you may ask. I can give you cows with golden ornaments, nice house filled with all household paraphernalia, very nice food, tasty, sweetie, I may give you. I also give you a village filled with nice Brahman girls. You are a Brahman, you may marry them. I'll give you elephants, horses, chariots, whatever you want. Everything I can give you. And then Arya. And Vamandev said, okay. You are very nice man. I am very much pleased with your behavior. Your grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, you come in his dynasty, so you are very much glorified. In your dynasty, all nice, munificent persons, kings were born. No Krupan was born. So, all the kings in your dynasty always have offered nice charities to the Brahmanas. They have never refused. If someone asks for fighting, you are also not refused. Still now, the Lord is there, like moon is there. And your dynasty, Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, his brother, Hiranyaksha, were born. And they were killed by the Supreme Lord. Then he gave a description how Hiranyaksha was killed, how Hiranyakashipu was killed. I'm not going to describe all this. Now, you are performing this fire sacrifice according or following the footsteps of your forefather. Next, Uriya. Then Vamandev said, O king of demons, you are very famous for your charity. I only beg you 3 steps of land with my feet, small feet, not more than that. This is only required for me. I don't want more than that. If I want more, I will be sinful. So I don't want to be sinful. Please give me this. 3 steps of ground, earth. Next story. Then Balirāja said, Oh, Brahman Kumar, Brahman boy, your this statement, the words are very pleasing, but your intelligence is not good. You don't know what you need. You only beg for 3 steps of land. Little land, therefore you are unintelligent, less intelligent. Taking some gift from me, shall you go to other person to get something more? No, I won't allow such thing. You take immense land for maintenance of your life, I can give. Then Supreme Lord said, O King, those who are not conquered their senses, they are very greedy. Whatever they may get, more they may get, the more they aspire. Their material desires will not be fulfilled. If you give me one big island. Then I may tell you, give me 7 islands. Still, the material desire will not be fulfilled. In history there are so many instances of Prithu Maharaj and all kings becoming the kings of the 7 islands. Still they were not satisfied. Therefore, this dissatisfaction is the cause of revolving the cycle of birth and death. Satisfaction is the cause of liberation. You understand? Therefore, if someone is dissatisfied, everything he has got will be destroyed. And if someone is satisfied whatever he has got, he comes out successful in his life. So, this is my need, only the 3 steps of land. I don't want more. Please give me that thing. Next over here. Then Bali Maharaj smiled and said, "All right, you take whatever you want. I am now prepared to give you the 3 steps of art." So he took up his water pot for Shankarpa. At that time his spiritual master Subhracharya said, "Oh Bali, you couldn't understand him. He is Bhagavan Vishnu. He has come here to help the demigods. So he was born a son of Kashyapa and Aditi. You couldn't understand him. Now you are promising to give him the 3 steps of land. Thereby you take everything from you. He looks like dark Brahmachari, that is Lord Hari. He will take away all your kingdom, glory, opulence, your knowledge, everything, and give to Indra." You understand? With one step, he will cover up whole world. And the second step will cover up whole. You understand? Then we'll okay, then Shukracharya was telling to Bali Maharaj, "When you cannot fulfill your promise, you cannot give him 3rd step, he will go to hell. Though all the pandits, the learned pandits, those who know Shastra, they have said one thing, that an intelligent person must divide his wealth in 5 divisions. Then you give one portion, one division in charity, not all." Some may say, or you may say, "I have already promised, how shall I be proved liar?" Then Shruti, Vedas says, there is some statement in Vedas that In some cases, lie must be told. You understand? He said, to capture a woman, lie must be told. At the time of wedding, some lie must be told. And offering or glorifying bridegroom, the lie must be told. And for the maintenance of livelihood, some lie must be told. When one's life is at stake, in danger, lie must be told. For the benefit of cows, brahmanas, lie must be told. And some instances like that, the lie must be told. So, at this instance, you are at danger. So your yes will be no, no harm. You understand? Then, Then body heart, that his spiritual master, Shukracharya, was forbidding not to give charity. Then he thought of, I have already promised this Brahman Kumar to give him charity, what he wants. If I said no, this will be a very great sin by telling lie. Well, one who speaks lie, Mother Earth gets much trouble to carry such a liar, a sinful person on her. Then he thought of that if this Brahman boy will take up everything from me, what harm is there? Kirti jasya sajivat. A famous person is always living. You understand? So, if this Brahman boy is Lord Vishnu, and if he has come here to beg charity from me, I must give him. If he just binds me, I won't do him any harm. Then he was determined to give the charity, three steps, as Bhamandev wanted. Then Shukracharya chastised Bali, his disciple. Yo, you don't listen to my words? So I curse you. You are disobeying me. So immediately you will be deprived of your whole opulence. Still, Bali was not deviating from his determination. You are saved, Bhamandev. Then you are prepared to give him the charity. Then at that time, the wife of Bali Maharaj, Vindhyavali, came there with water pot to wash the lotus feet of the Lord. So both husband and wife washed the lotus feet of Bhamandev. And then they poured that water on their heads, auspicious, purifying water. At that time, heavenly planets of Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Siddhas, Saranas, They were very much delightful. They praised Bali Maharaj and they sour flower from them. Next. At that time, the dwarf form of the Lord began increasing and increasing and increasing. You understand? Great form, universal form. You all saw everything was there. Whatever there in the universe, everything in that great body, Vishwarup, universal form. There are Sudarshan Chakra, this, Saranga Dhanu, bow. So all demons are very much terrified. With one footstep, he covered up all the earth ground. And at the second step, he covered up all the ethereal space. You understand? And that step, that leg, increased and increased and went up and up just to Mahajan, Tapalok, Satyalok, went there and there, up and up. Then raised Brahmalok, the abode of Brahma. And Brahma was that feat.